You are listening to Beyond Helm with Robin Beatty, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Robin Beatty, visit her on the web at robinbeatty.com, RobinBeatty.com. For more information about the other wonderful JCast Network podcasts, visit jcastnetwork.org. There was a seamstress in a small village who made wonderful things for everybody. But for herself, she made nothing. So one day, when a beautiful piece of fabric came across her counter, she decided, "Now today, I'll make something for myself." So she picked up her scissors and cut and cut and sewed and made herself a beautiful overcoat. Now she wore that overcoat everywhere. When she went to meet the shadchan, the matchmaker, and met her husband-to-be, when they got married, when she carried her son to the bris and her daughter to the naming ceremony, she wore it and wore it and wore it until it was worn out. She took it off and looked at it. Her husband and her children gathered round and said, "It's raggedy. Get rid of it." But Sophie, the seamstress, she said, "Now how can I get rid of it? Look, this holds our lives. It carries all our memories." So she picked up her scissors and cut and cut and sewed and made herself a beautiful jacket. Now she wore that jacket everywhere, when she took the children to school, to the in-laws, to her parents, to bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, here, there, everywhere, until it was worn out. She took it off and looked at it, and her children and her husband again said, "Dear Mom, get rid of it." But Sophie said, "Now how can I get rid of it? Look, this holds our lives. It carries all our memories." So she picked up her scissors and cut and cut and sewed and made herself a lovely vest. Well, she wore that vest everywhere. When her son was married, her daughter was married, her first grandchild, then second grandchild, then third grandchild was born, here, there, everywhere, until it was worn out. She took it off and looked at it. Everyone gathered around. "Babby, it's gross." "Dear Mom, get rid of it." But Sophie persisted. "How can I get rid of this? Look, this holds our lives. It carries all our memories." And so she picked up her scissors and cut and cutting, sewed and made herself a beautiful scarf. Well, you know what happens next. She wore it everywhere, with family, friends, in, out, round about, until it was worn out. She took it off and looked at it, and everyone was in agreement. "Get rid of it." But Sophie, the seamstress, she looked at it and said, "Now how can I get rid of it? It holds our lives. It carries all our memories." And she looked and she looked for a piece of cloth that was usable and found just enough when she cut and sewed to make a covered button, which she put on the overcoat that she had just made for her eldest granddaughter, who the next day was to be married. And she looked at her and all the rest, and said, "Now you, my dears, you will hold all our lives. You will carry our memories."